When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, March 24th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. until June 26th, Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed for the School Streets program, restricting vehicle access during school drop-off and pickup times. Ongoing, drivers should expect delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic remains reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and posted signage. Long-term closures remain in effect on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and on Berry Street at Queen, both for construction. Now a look at the weather today. It will be sunny to start the day with increasing cloudiness late this morning. Winds will pick up from the southwest at 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40. The high today is plus 2, but it will feel much colder early on, with wind chill near minus 13 this morning. There's also a 30% chance of flurries late this afternoon. The UV index is 4 or moderate.
Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dean. My co-host, Megan, is not here with me currently. We have a bit of a two-hander, just schedules did not allow us to complete the show together. So there's going to be some segments with me and some with her, but worry not. All of our charm remains intact. We just heard You've Got Everything But a Smile. That's US Girls' theme from Dead Lover has just come out. And we've got a lot of great tunes coming your way. The Oscars happened. I'm sure my co-host will have some things to say about that. I won't bore you. It happened a while ago. I'm sure you've seen all the takes. Generally, I was pretty happy with who won. I think Teyana Taylor was robbed, but you have to shout her out because she was just so enthusiastic and fun the whole night. Whenever they cut to her, she was like pumping her fist and like clapping and hooting and hollering and carrying on. It was just a blast. Could you think of a less sore winner? I don't think it's possible. And I'm excited to see whatever stuff she has coming down the pipe. Really great actress. Anyway, folks, that's it for Oscar talk for a while. I know we've been bombarding you with that, so you can rest easy for now. Up next, folks, we have Gorillaz. Their eponymous album, first album, Gorillaz, is 25 years old this week, which is pretty, pretty crazy. Folks, this album is old enough to rent a car. Can you believe that? I recall the ancient but always topical Tumblr post. What's rap music? Oh, well, that's the part of a Gorillaz song that sounds a little bit different, which always makes me laugh. This one is not rap heavy, but it's the first song on their first record. It's called Rehash. It features Miho Hattori. And let's just play that right now.
It's the money of stuff. faded white, knowing time you weren't having, but I was looking. Jersey, not from Brooklyn. Oh, my love, was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could hear the train. Deep inside the city, your memory remains. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, I'm on the dark side of the room. Mary Boone, Mary Boone, well, I hope you feel like loving someone soon. Was it all in vain? We always wanted money, now the money's not the same. In a quiet moment at the theater, I could feel your pain. Deep inside the city, your memory remains.
And welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Mary Boone by Vampire Weekend. Before that, we heard Wine Lips, Lou's Got the Flu. And at the top, we heard Gorillaz, Rehash. Folks, I've got an interesting little article from Vox here. So, the story goes, and as any of our robust academic audience would know, there's a lot of fake journals out there, fake scientific journals or academic journals, who prey upon PhD candidates or just academics in general who are desperate to publish, to get their names on papers that they can put on their resumes so they have like a fraction of a chance to get hired at some university or what have you. It's a big thing. It's like the thing that you have to do. So there's lots of sort of predatory, fake, or, you know, as fake as you these things can be, journals who are constantly bombarding academics' inboxes. So in 2005, so this is a bit of a long stretch, but this is the first I'm hearing of this, and it's pretty funny. Computer scientists David Mazares and Eddie Kohler created a highly profane 10-page paper that reads, "Get me off your effing mailing list." The entire abstract summary, the whole paper, it's 10 pages, and those are the only words in the entire thing. "Get me off your effing mailing list." This includes a scatter plot and a flow chart that read the exact same thing. It's pretty funny. This was like circulated around in their circles. And a different Australian computer scientist named Peter Vanplu sent it to one of these fake journals, the International Journal of Advanced Computer Technology, in response to spam from the journal. And he thought that, you know, they would read it and ignore it and move on. Instead, they automatically accepted the paper. An anonymous reviewer rated it excellent, and they requested a fee of $150. So this is the state of academia, just like everything else. It's just grifters with their hands out trying to take advantage of the desperate and needy, same as it ever was. Pretty depressing. Of course, there is a lot of like actual good work that is happening, but it's just drowned out by nonsense. And I can only imagine with AI how much worse all of that is getting. So I feel for you and your inboxes, dear academics. Keep up your noble work. Speaking of noble work, Death Cab for Cutie has returned to us. We've got a brand new song and music video from them. It's called Riptides. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Now the lounge is full of farmers for the 7:30 draw. Teammates all left before they had to buy a round. When they pull the 50-50 and I've lost again, I'll go. Maybe have one more brown one for the snowy road. All the championship
well.
strangers or drifters. If you're not familiar, maybe you shouldn't be living here. Riding in the hills from players, pitchforks in the night, burning torches show where I'm to go get inside. At the phone, stop on to an actor, supposed to leave the procession behind. On set, making Hollywood movies, speak to me, don't forget the way you smiled on me when I was crying. They said I shouldn't look at heavens or white. Pick a fire with a hockey can dandy, roundhouse mud shoes shining up, wearing jeans with shallow pockets, chasing dreams starting miles away, coating eyes, getting bleached by the sun, the last night of the holiday. And the phone stuck a hold to an actor, supposed to leave in the procession behind. On set, making Hollywood movies, speak to me, not forget the lines.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Strangers by Black Country New Road. That was their contribution to War Child Records' Help 2 album. Do check out that record. It's so good. Before that, we heard Tournament of Hearts by The Weaker Thans. And at the top, Riptides, a brand new track by Death Cab for Cutie. Folks, we're going to take a skip across the pond, why don't we, to jolly old London town, because there is a new British SNL that has just debuted last weekend. Normally, I wouldn't care about such things, but this opening show had Tina Fey as the host, I would argue the funniest person alive, and Wet Leg performing, which was awesome. I'm reading this BBC article here by Lauren Turner about the show, and the reviews from the British press are very funny and dry and mean. The Guardian's Lucy Mangan says it could have been a lot worse. They gave it 3 stars, saying it had proper jokes for grown-ups. Pretty good to see. It's the exact same format as, you know, classic SNL. They describe it, these reviewers at least, as darker and more surreal than the US SNL, which sounds good to me, I guess. They did stuff about Shakespeare and David Attenborough and Paddington, already headier than anything the American SNL has attempted. Apparently Trump shared a clip of the sketch that was about him, about how to talk, how the deputy prime minister should talk to Donald Trump. He shared it without comment. Very strange. I'm not sure whether he liked it or not. We've got some meaner reviews here, too. What are they saying? Stale, pale sketches that seem to have been exhumed from some old codger's book of gags, said Baz Bemigboy, pardon my pronunciation, in Deadline. Beyond seriously unfunny, the show got 3.2% of the audience share for UK television. I have no idea whether that is good or bad. But if you're interested, you can see Wet Leg's performances and Tina Fey's opening monologue on YouTube. I know I will definitely be checking that out. Jamie Dornan, do you remember him? Do you remember 50 Shades of Grey, folks? Has he done anything else since that? Probably, I guess, British stuff. He's going to be hosting next week with Wolf Alice. So, you know, that's a band we like too. British SNL. Will it find its legs? Will they be able to speak truth to power? I'm surprised they haven't made a joke about the revolving door of prime ministers they've had, but maybe that's coming down the pipe. Who's to say? Lorne Michaels is also at the head of this one, which is insane and funny. Isn't that guy 120 years old? What he could possibly know about British pop culture and politics is beyond me, but you know, that's just my two cents. In celebration, why don't we play Wet Leg, and we're gonna play my favorite Wet Leg song. That's of course Pokemon. Here we go.
I
bare feet in summer, sky so white. The clouds drift past mother, but she don't mind. Do you pray when you love her? Do you stay when it rains? Glass of your veins. So get away, don't wait for me. I don't mind this time, I don't mind this time. Get away, don't wait for me. I don't mind this time. Let the feeling. You're catching the sunlight in your careless inflight. Do you pray when you love her? Do you stay when it rains? Do you carry the wonder in the glass of your veins? So get away.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Now tell me, what did we just hear?
We just heard Hymn for a Dragonfly by Edwin Raphael, before that Money by Cool Girl, and at the top, Pokemon by Wetleg.
That's right, folks. Did I talk about Pokerogue yet? I think I did last week.
I don't know what that is.
It's the browser-based Pokemon roguelike.
Yeah,
I definitely talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with that game. But we have non-Pokemon news for you, if you can believe it. This is from lambgoat.com. Vinyl sales pass 1 billion mark for 2025. First time since 1983.
That's actually shocking to me because I thought the vinyl renaissance was like 2014 or whatever.
Yeah, like it's just been gaining steam.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying less vinyl, so good on you, everyone else, for keeping it up.
Or bad on you because it's a lot of oil you need to make vinyl.
Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of oil you need to cool data centers too, maybe. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So. CDs. Let's buy CDs. I'm starting my one-man crusade to get everyone to buy CDs. But anyway.
Yeah, but according to the RIAA, vinyl sales hit 1.04 billion last year, making it the format's 19th straight year of growth.
That is crazy. What? I think I'm just jaded because we keep buying record players and they all suck and they can't play records. And I'm like, this is a useless medium. Maybe if you just like really invest in one of those $3,000 ones, like it feels worth it. Because then you buy a record and you can play it and it sounds good and you're happy.
Yeah. But I think this is actually...
That doesn't happen to me because I keep buying $60 ones from Amazon. Don't do that.
I think this is actually great news because look at these numbers. Consumers bought 48.5 million new vinyl. As opposed to 29.5 million CDs last year.
Okay, that's
so
a good
now
amount of
CDs is the more hipster thing.
Yeah,
that's
it
great
is.
News
this
for
is
us.
This is what I'm saying. I love CDs. You can play them in the car.
Yeah.
You can stack them easier in your house. I know what
you're
thinking.
You can have a Discman.
Well, logically, then the next step is that digital files are even more convenient. But you got to stop somewhere, right?
I feel like
CDs were the peak. Peak convenience. Peak, cool.
Physical media, folks. They can't take it away from you.
Yeah. Digital media, I mean, I guess if you're pirating it, like, good on you, because I guess you keep that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, boo Spotify.
The only digital media I'm interested in, shadow puppets.
Oh, because they're on your digits, because they're
right.
on your hands.
That's exactly
I
right.
like it. Very funny. Very funny.
Now, you don't look at the screen for a minute.
Okay.
While I... get you to guess what were the top vinyl sales. Just like name some artists.
It's Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is on here
of
twice.
Course. She released like 30,000
yeah.
different records
yeah.
in one
Life
year.
Life of the Showgirl is number one with 1.6 million units
okay.
sold.
And now for a dollar, name another artist.
Yeah. It's a toughie.
I like literally don't know. Okay, I will say I like... Earlier in the article, I saw the name Sabrina Carpenter, so
yeah.
I'm going to think... I'm actually shocked by that, that Sabrina
Sabrina
Carpenter
is on
fans.
Here twice also.
What? Are buying vinyl? Okay.
Yeah, Man's Best Friend and Short and Sweet.
Those are great albums, so
yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter. Like, for the life of me, I cannot think of another... Is it just, like, pop and rap? Like, is it, like...
Pop and rap.
It's, like, popular things are
yeah.
obviously the ones people are buying.
Okay, here's a funny one. There's two records from the 80s... that are also on here.
Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at the screen
yeah.
now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just tell you then.
Yeah.
Number 7 was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That is shocking.
Number
to me.
6 was Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
That makes so much sense. I would have personally bought that, except I inherited it when I inherited my parents'
yeah.
record collection. So no need for me there. But wow. Okay,
but
like the
we also,
back makes so much sense. I'm just like surprised. These are all just like the top hits of the year.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that just like the average like music listener is like, let me get this on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay.
Yeah, like the most surprising for me is Tyler the Creator Igor. So
yeah,
like
that's
an older
album.
Record.
Yeah.
That comes in at number 10.
It's a great album though.
Yeah, with 166,000
units. Maybe just because like, it looks good. Like the record itself,
yeah.
like people want it on their album walls.
It,
because
yeah,
it's like
it
an
is
iconic
aesthetic.
Album. And it looks funny because it's his face, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of like the ones if you had like a grid on your wall, you would obviously want Rumors on there. So that's why people are buying it. And Igor, of course. Like Thriller, though, what? Maybe I'm just different from everyone else.
yeah.
But I don't know
it
if
is
having
like
a Michael Jackson
yeah.
record on my wall would be like, I'm so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But yeah, anyway, folks, vinyl accounted for just under 10% of the U.S. recorded music market.
Wow.
A total of $11.5 billion was spent on music. $9.5 billion of that was streaming.
Wow. That makes sense.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Although, is that like the price of a Spotify membership?
I imagine so.
Like, oh, okay.
Or like an Apple
Sounds
Music
like
or whatever.
Sounds like no one is buying the 129 singles. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people are. But
yeah. And you know what? God bless you for doing that.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's some music that is totally not being streamed from online. That was a lie. That's the only way I could find this. But Fan Club Wallet was on AudioTree, and they did a really cool live version of Know You Anymore. So why don't we pop that on?
out your garage. So where'd you get all this stuff? I used to have someone. She would get home from work. We'd put something on and complain about work.
night.